26 commencement of the Kentucky Military Institute. We're gathered, of course, to honor the class of 1971, but this year is extraordinary, and we hope that this commencement will honor more than just this class. We hope that it will honor many people, too countless to name, who have given so many years to the ideals of the Kentucky Military Institute, and especially the alumni who are with us today. We hope that this will also honor you. It's, of course, an occasion of nostalgia. It's also an occasion of great excitement for the potential of the future. It's an unusual occasion. I think it's fitting that we have with us as our speaker an unusual man, an extraordinary man. The Honorable John Sherman Cooper, the highest bar. It shows that these young men are finishing strong in their military, and I think it's only fitting at this time that I present the Association of Military Colleges and Schools Award to the battalion commander, who, without whose leadership, this wouldn't have been possible, and believe me, many other things would not have been possible. Mr. Wander.
Today, the Kentucky Military Institute is facing in only one direction. It is looking backward over a long and distinguished past. And those of us who love this venerable institution are just beginning to realize the depths of our emotions as we see some of our most beloved traditions fall. One of these is the Legion of Honor. The Legion of Honor represents one of our most sought-after awards among the members of the graduating class. It is awarded to those young men who have exhibited the highest traits of character and leadership. Of course, these four young men know very well that they did not put on these traits of leadership as they put on their uniform. Character goes far deeper than that. Next year, another group with another name will stand here, and it matters not at all what they wear. What we must strive to attain is that they demonstrate the same traits of leadership, the same high character as the four whose names are about to be read. Will each of you come forward as your name is called? Please remain standing until Dr. Simpson has awarded the last of these certificates. Because with you, a long gray line comes to an end. Paul Stewart Blair. Kirk William Jenkins.
Commencement. is coming to a close, and it hasn't been easy. But we can't look back, even though we're terribly proud of what has gone behind us. Perhaps it's just an interim period that this will be the last commencement. For, as you know, for many years, the military training that we've offered here has not been our principal goal. It's been a means to an end, and a means that we felt worthy. Unfortunately, at this particular time in our history, the climate in the nation seems to dictate that if this end is to be realized, some other means should be used. And if I believed that the ideals of this school were so shallow that a little piece of gray uniform was the only thing that could hold them together, then I'm not sure they'd be worth preserving anyway. So I pledge to you, alumni especially, and that includes these fine young men right down here, that we're going to preserve as many traditions as we can, that we believe that KMI is an ideal, and its people working for a certain goal, and that this thing can be done in many different ways, and that it's going to be done as long as people like you believe in it. Captain Robinson.
Would you stand with me for the benediction? Go now in peace, knowing that God's love and grace have kept you even to this very moment. And take courage in the knowledge that God is closer to you now than breathing itself. Amen.